Blog Talk Radio.
You got me wide. You got me wide. Shit. You got me wide. Got me wide open, all in my feelings. Fuck me so good that my pussy caught feelings. Fuck my head up when you came with that drilling. How did you know I need sexual healing? I need something that's real, man. Keep it cool, we just chilling. No time for games, that shit is lame. Gotta be flexible, cause people change. Cause people change. Don't think for a second that shit stay the same. Cause I swear we be stuck when we only got love on the brain.
I called you what thing, you came through. No talking, you knew what to do. My body was tense and you got a real loose. You held me so tight as if you were paddling. The hoes call your phone, you hang up like a noose. Noose, never telling lies, you the truth. Ooh, your dick super good like a school. So just lay your ass down so I can put it on. Shit, I'm about to show you what my lover can do. I ride on you until I use my sex inspirational when I am your muse. You got me wide open, I'm so into you, nigga, I'm so into you.
You got me wide open, all in my feelings. Fuck me so good that my pussy caught feelings. Fuck my head up when you came with that drilling. How did you know I need sexual healing? I need something that's real, man. Keep it cool, we just chilling. No time for games, that shit is lame. Gotta be flexible, cause people change.
Change is a storm in emotions. I'm giving you this magic potion. I'm flowing like I am the ocean. So tight, what have you so open?
Put that pussy on my tongue, let me see how it tastes. You wanna get your box beat, I just might catch a case. My hand between your thighs, I'm applying that pressure. I hear you moaning, throbbing that box.
Thank you, 5003.
Yeah, I know it is. It's your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio, man. I'm holding it down real quick for my boy, Radio Real, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's going to be a wild, wild show. Like I said, I'm just sitting there for right now, man. I got some important people that's called in, going to hang out with us tonight. We're going to do everything tonight, man. We'll give y'all some everything. Like I said, Freestyle Friday, so y'all already know what it is. Artists, y'all calling in, make sure y'all have them bars officially ready, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce y'all to a person who I've been rocking with for a long time and really just been supporting since day one. She's been like one of the original, you know what I'm saying, one of the OGs on OG Radio. She's been one of like the one, people that, like, when I first started doing OG Radio, she was one of the people who was always, you know, sending music and everything else like that in between. But I want to let y'all know, get y'all introduced to the Getter. Getter, say what's up to the people for me.
Hey, what's up, OG Radio? It's the girl, Go Getter. Shout out to my guys, Princeton Ellis and OG Radio. I appreciate y'all having me tonight. What's good?
Man, we good. We good. How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel great. With everything that's going on in the world, I feel real good. And I'm just happy to be a part of the radio show tonight.
We appreciate you. But, you know, this ain't your first time on the show. You know, you've been one of the artists who, when I say, like, when I first, you know, started doing this radio station, you were, like, one of the first artists to, like, send me music and let me rock with you. So I definitely appreciate that because you one of them artists who helped build, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna honestly lie. I say you one of them artists who helped make OG Radio what it is. You know, you and a host of other artists, y'all believed in what I was doing. And, you know what I'm saying, I do appreciate that, you know, from the beginning to where we at now. I honestly could say, you know, you one of them artists who's been consistent with me. We appreciate that.
Wow. And I appreciate you. And that's what it's all about to me, is just supporting everybody. Like, no matter, you know, who it is, like the DJs,
right,
radio, other artists, I'm just a supportive person in general. So I'm going to always support people's dreams and people's goals. And I'm just here to, you know, to support everybody because we all need that energy. You know what I'm saying? And being an artist, especially a female artist in the industry, trying to come up and trying to make a name for myself, it's all about those who support you, you know. So I'm just, that's always me. I always got love for people. I'm real, I'm genuine, and yes, I have been rocking with you since day one, and it's not my first time on a radio show. So I mean, I feel good. I feel real good and great to be a part of everything that you have going on. And shout out at the DJ, shout out at all the radio hosts. Shout out to all the artists, damn it, this Chicago.
Right, you know what it is. Now, like I said, since you've been working with us for day one, I want to know, like, the concept behind this lipsticks on the mic situation. And, you know, since you put out the first one to the one that you recently put out, it's been something that's been missing in hip-hop, not just Chicago, but in hip-hop, that so many female artists can come together, put together something like that. And not only do you give a track, you give a visual. So let me know what was the concept behind that, and let us know, like, how you've been able to keep that consistent, like, that lipstick on the mic cypher situation. Have you, like, kept that in the forefront, and all the artists who helped you, you know, continuously support what you're doing? Because that's kind of like a mainstay right now, because every time I look up and you do one of those things be epic. So let everybody know, like, how did you come up with the concept, and how have you kept that, like, consistent and kept that, like, buzzworthy to where everybody, like, when you drop it, it's, like, it's crazy.
Okay, for sure. So with Lipstick on the Mic, a lot of people don't know. First of all, I want to shout out at DJ Sean T. DJ Sean T is a very influential DJ in Chicago. He has helped so many artists to – you know, just maneuver through the game and to gain access on many different platforms. And so DJ Sean T, he used to do a female cypher called Lip Gloss on the Mic that I was a part of many, many years ago. And he just, you know, bring the female artists together and things of that nature. So when he stopped doing that, I felt like it was something missing. So I kind of like went to him and I said, you know, what we used to do back in the day, it was big. We used to go from club to club. We used to do showcases. We used to do open mics. He used to have the females freestyle. We would battle male artists, other female artists and things of that nature. And it was almost like a battleground for female hip hop artists. And so a few years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, you know, I just had the concept in my head. I was like, okay, so we went from, you know, young girls to women. So I just wanted to kind of expand on what he had already started. So I said, DJ, you know, Sean T, how would you feel about me doing lipstick on the mic? You know, lip gloss when you young, lipstick when you kind of grown up and a woman now, you kind of, you know, rocking the lipstick. So I'm like, and he was like, I rock with that. And I'm all for you, you know, continuing that path and that journey for female artists. But for me, it was more than that, just because I've always supported other female artists. I think it is very difficult for women to get in the industry. I think we have, you know, a harder time, you know, getting in the industry. Well, at that time, now, you know, females are dominating the game. But for me, it was just like, what better to do than to have, you know, a group of women come together on one track, you know what I'm saying, and just dominate the industry. And for me, it's always been about unity. It's always been about female empowerment. It's always been about bringing women together. And like I said, I'm just that artist that genuinely rock with people. Like, I've gone out to people's showcases when I wasn't performing just to support them, you know, in their artistry. So I just wanted to bring that concept back. And so I said, you know, I want to get these women, you know, all in the studio together. We vibe out. I would pick, you know, an industry track that's generally a previous female artist song, like a Lil' Kim track or a Remy Ma track. You know, in this case, for part four, I did a City Girls track. And I just always wanted to implement the fact that, you know, this is where it started and this is where we are now. And what better to gain forces with some dominant female artists who, one, have a buzz, have a name for themselves, and that's grinding. And we all come together as one on one track together. And I thought that that would be real beastie. And so, I mean, I just, you know, I put the a little budget together for myself. I do this all out of my pocket. I don't charge the female artists to be a part of my ciphers. I pay for the studio time. And in my case, I've had it good for all four ciphers. I've been able to get the girls in the studio together at one time. And all of the females show up at the video shoot on time and ready, you know what I'm saying, to shoot the video. And then we all support each other and we promote each other collectively.
Right, right.
And so that's what this lipstick on the mic means to me. Like, it's all about women empowerment, female unity, bringing the women together and dominating the industry, because this is what the industry needs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's up with the ladies? And here we are. And that's what lipstick on the mic represents.
And that's amazing. That's like, honestly, you branded, you have a brand with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, it should be more than just, you know, how you came together with these women, and y'all not only make a dope, like, track, dope video, but it goes beyond just regular, just for that project. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, you can honestly say that that's a brand within itself. You've created a brand in a lane for women. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to, you know what I'm saying, when you start putting out the merchandise, like the T-shirts and, like, the little lip gloss with the little lipsticks on the mic and whatnot, and stuff like that. So I'm waiting on that part, you know what I'm saying, because I honestly believe that that's something that you can honestly expand to, not just put shooting a music video, putting the track out. It's like that can expand to so many different levels that it's just unheard of. And
right.
Just in general,
I agree.
Like, yes. A lot of people don't understand that not only just women collabing and doing stuff like that, it's like, period. Like, artists don't really try to do that. It's like, sometimes it's suitable for when it's okay for people. But when you said you put your own money up, that right there is the reason why no women show up on time, because they understand that, you know what I'm saying, this ain't no BS, this ain't no bull, this ain't just, oh, I'm just putting something together. They see the grind, and they like, yo, she has a brand with this. This ain't just something she put, this ain't her first rodeo. Like, she is, like I said, you a boss when it comes to that. Like, they respect you as a boss when you step in the building and you ask them, like, hey, I want you to be a part of this, and there's no money situation. So they understand this is an opportunity for me to get seen by so many other people, and I think that's why those women show up on time. When they go in the studio, they understand the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
A lot more women and Chicago artists, period, should do what you're doing, because that's an avenue that helps not only yourself to see that you can organize and you can be a boss, and to also
absolutely
understand that it's more to the game than, you know, just putting a dope record together. Like, you structured that whole situation, not just the track, but you structured the studio time, you structured the music video,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
in that sense, you made yourself another lane, not just you as an
exactly
artist, but you as, like, a businesswoman,
right,
to show them women. Yeah, and show them women,
yes,
like, hey, look, we can be bosses too, and this is what it takes. These are the steps I took, and this is how I've made this little cipher turn into something major. And that's, like guys in the industry should take, you know what I'm saying, heed to what you're doing, because that's something major, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that's another thing. It's like, we all feed off of each other's energy. So whereas, you know, this female artist, she has her own buzz. This other female artist, she has her own buzz. We feed off of each other. So when we share those views,
right,
she has her own fan base, and I have my own fan base. And then what better to
mm-hmm
do but to collectively come together? And I've always felt like
right
it's just been, you know, the industry, it can be hateful, and it can be so many egos involved. But
mm-hmm
what better people together? Like, to me, it's all about bringing each other together, because it's enough money out here for all of us to eat. So why are we out here hating on each other when all we got to do
right
is show love, unite together, empower one another, and be a force within this industry? And we're women, so we're going to dominate anyway, because it's nothing better than a sexy, dominant, bossy, classy woman that can get on the microphone and say what she has to say and get her point across to the world. But what better than not only one female, but five or six on one track together? So that was my vision for this whole lipstick on the mic. And like you said, I do have T-shirts and I have hoodies, and I am working on my website and branding, and I'm going to have a lot of new things coming up. And I really want to expand this to something, you know, far beyond just music videos and ciphers. I want this to be a full women empowerment movement, to whereas I talk to women and I encourage women. I help women who are struggling and going through things, maybe not financially, but it's just about maybe just calling someone to say, how are you today? You know what I'm saying? We go through a lot, you know what I'm saying? So we need to feed off of each other's energy. So it's bigger than just the music. It's about genuinely rocking with people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And understanding people and people's vibes and understanding people's issues and the different things that women go through. So for me, this is like, this means everything to me. And that's why I genuinely sit down and I put together a plan and I write it out and I have notes and I do all of that with how I want to do my videos and I structure those things. And then I also direct my videos. Yeah, I don't shoot the videos. I have the videographer come in, but I have my whole visual for how I want each one of my ciphers to look. Mm-hmm. And I put those things so that, you know what I'm saying? So each one is different, but each one brings a different type of thought to what we're trying to do and what we're trying to convey to the audience. And so, like I said, I genuinely rock with these women. I love these women. I want to see these women be great outside of Lipstick on the Mic. I support their projects. Like I said, I go to their shows and I support them. Sucks for COVID because I would be at so much, doing so much more right now.
I'm
really ready to expand my brand, and I'm really ready to take this to a whole nother level that people not even ready for. And I have a team of women that support me and that rock with me and respect me on an equal level that I respect them. And I think that in life, it's all about how you communicate with people. And I'm and everybody knows me. Go get it. It's sweet. I'm helpful. I'm easy to talk to. And I want to work. I'm a hard worker. And that's what it's all about.
That's definitely amazing, and I've remembered so many, like, shows that me and you was at. Like, we just it's like we run into each other, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and
all
I can I remember so many, like, showcases I've been at, whether I was just there to support people, I was, like, there doing so many other things or shoot OGTV, and I always ran into, like, you was always one of the female artists that I always seen, like, no matter what the event was or who put the event together, I knew I might run into. I always run into. So that just let me know, like, I was in the right crowd with the right people, because every time I looked up, you was in the building, and you was moving, you was networking, you was doing what you was doing.
Yeah.
And that's the type of stuff that I love seeing, because, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
A lot of, you know how people put Chicago artists and all this other stuff in a bad light, but just to see the situations and how they evolved and how, like, yourself, I've watched you, your career grow and everything that you've been doing, and so many people be like, oh, I remember you from this or I remember you from that, but now with this COVID and all this other stuff going on, it's like that groundwork you put in back in the day is now showing up today, because we can't be around each other. But if I post something, you post something, and people know who you are because the groundwork you put in from back in the day. And another question I want to ask you is, like, outside of this COVID and all this other stuff, what are some of the things that you've learned with, you know, the whole COVID situation, or what are some of the things that you picked up, or some of the things that you see that, you know what I'm saying, that's helping you with your career or helping it move?
Well, it's just, you know, basically staying grounded. You know, I'm able to get a lot done from home, you know what I'm saying, and just basically bettering, increasing my knowledge on a lot of business things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I spend a lot of time Googling stuff and just researching and seeing how much more I can expand my, you know, my brand and my talents. And doing, because I don't really move around that much, because this COVID is real, you know, and it's a lot of cases on a day. And I do feel like people need to take it a little bit more serious. I have a lot of friends that are in healthcare, like nurses and things of that nature. So they're putting their life on the line day to save other lives. And so I really haven't been moving around like that. I have gone to a few things, but I do wear my mask, and I'm going to keep my mask on the whole time. It's real. And with it being what I'm hearing, it's airborne, and it's very easy to you know, conceive COVID. You know, I don't want it. Like, I've heard cases and know people that's been on respirators, and I even know a person that's passed away from it. So it's just not something that I take lightly, and I value my life, and I value other people's lives. But this has been a time, you know, over these past 7 months, that I feel like everybody should be gaining some type of knowledge and doing something different in their life to increase their knowledge and just to better themselves as a person, you know, because it's nothing but time on our hands at this point. So you got to be doing something to at least increase your revenue, to you know, to get some extra money or whatever you need to do. I think everybody should be building and expanding their knowledge in that aspect, because this is a time that we're going through. But I know that this time is going to come, and it's gonna die down, and we can get back to things as usual. But like I said, I just want to tell everybody to just stay focused, to stay humble, and to stay prayed up. And although we're going through a hard time, we're going to get through it. Keep going. Keep pushing. Don't ever stop. You know what I'm saying? Because now is not the time to stop. Now is the time to, one, you know, to take care of your health. Health is wealth to me. So, you know, just make sure you're taking care of yourself, exercise, take your vitamins. I do that type of stuff anyway, you know, but I just want to tell everybody just to stay motivated, to stay grounded, to stay positive, and to always think with your higher spirit, because the devil is moving around all day. And so we got to think with our higher self. And when you think with your higher self, you're going to always get the best and the highest outcome. And so I love people. I respect people for who they are. And I would love to see everybody prosper, because, like I said, it's enough money out here for all of us to eat. And if you're sitting down and you're broke and you're not doing anything to better yourself, then what are you doing? And that's just always my motto.
That's deep. That's real, though. That's real. That's real, real deep, because a lot of people, you know, just been here. They just here. They just waiting on the next thing, and, you know, to people to tell them what to do. Honestly, that's how I feel. I feel like people just waiting around for, you know, instruction instead of going out and getting what you want. You know, at times people just looking for whatever, like, okay, well, anybody told me what I'm supposed to do, so I don't know what to do. It's like, yes, you know what you need to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be a self-starter in this world. You have to be a self-starter. You definitely got to be a go-getter, and you got to get up and go and get what you want. You cannot wait around for somebody to instruct you, because then, I mean, what will you do? I mean, you're just going to be sitting around for the rest of your life. Got to be a self-starter in this world, because the world is moving fast, you know, so you got to be 10 steps ahead of the game. And I feel like I'm always 10. I wake up early in the morning. You know, you got to be up before the next person. You got to be grinding. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of rich people probably don't get a lot of sleep, because they always thinking of something new to, you know, motivate themselves. So that's just always been my motto. And like I said, just being humble, kind, and nice to others, because what you exude to others is what's going to come back to you. I feel like it's a lot of egos in Chicago. I feel like it's a lot of hate in Chicago. And I'm not a part of that group. I'm a part of the people that want to motivate others to be great. And so that's just what I'm here for.
And we do need more of that, because, like I said, a lot of tragedy has been going on these last couple of months. With all these Chicago rappers getting shot, like King Von just passed today, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Duck just passed away
his
few months ago.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so many Chicago artists out here, and it's just they die senselessly, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of BS out here. It's a lot of, you know, like you said, a lot of hate and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, it takes people like you, like so many others, to figure out how we can unite these artists and get them to understand, like, we taking each other out and we getting taken out by a whole different situation with police brutality. So it's like we fighting an uphill battle and then fighting the worst of battle. It's like somebody got to wake up and be like, man, look, we fighting amongst ourselves, which is making their job easier for what they really
want
to do to us.
That's
and we
got to
figure out
do.
How. Right.
Yeah.
And we got to come together as not only people, but like this Chicago, like, I know people tired. I know you tired. I know a lot of artists are tired of hearing that stigmatism of, oh, Chicago artists don't want to mess with each other. It's a crab in the barrel situation in Chicago. Man, Chicago
yeah.
don't even fuck with their
yeah.
own. You know what I'm saying? And I hear
yeah.
so much of that.
Years,
and it's not even, and it's
yeah.
bad. It's bad.
And I'm
wondering, like,
is
sometimes,
it Chicago? And stop.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
yeah.
it's bad because they like, and it's the same situation. It's like I hear other artists from other cities, and they get more play in Chicago than a Chicago artist. Or you would go to, like, prime example is Atlanta. Like, I hate to say it, but prime example is Atlanta. When you hear people say support your own, if you listen to an Atlanta-based radio station, whether it's internet, whether it's mainstream, you're going
they
to hear Atlanta artists. When
yeah.
you listen to Chicago
uh-huh.
radio, and I'm not being biased, and I'm not even disrespecting, I'm just going by what I hear. Because
right.
when I turn on the radio, I understand the politics behind it and all that, and I understand that certain people have created a certain lane for Chicago artists to have their music played on a mainstream platform at a certain time. But
yeah.
I just feel like it shouldn't take all that for us to play our own music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I've built what I've built on my with the help of so many people in my camp to where we've been doing
yeah.
what we've doing for so many years, and the first people we reach out to are Chicago artists. And don't get me wrong, the blessing has came behind out of town artists who support OG Radio, and I gratefully appreciate those people. But when I get people like you on, I get people like Sinatra's, I get Mello the Gutter Man, I get Beads, and
yes.
I had public announcement on my mixtape. I put a Valentine's Day mixtape out, and public announcement gave me some new records, and they were the guest feature. And it's like stuff like that is the reason why I've been doing OG Radio. It's not about
yes.
people, you know what I'm saying, just tuning in to hear what you want to. It's like I tell artists all the time, y'all control my airways. I don't do nothing. I just hit the buttons. Like, I'm the program director now, so I don't even host the shows no more. It's like I literally
right.
put my show in the hands of some great new young radio hosts, Genesis, B-Tray,
right.
Radio Rail. Those are the
right.
new hosts of OG Radio. I just control what I need to control behind the scenes, and we all say the
right.
same thing. We want y'all to control this radio station. We want y'all, when y'all know we on the show, y'all see us share this stuff. We post the number up every single time a show come on. So we encourage these artists, like, y'all control our airwaves. And if you ain't
yeah.
getting enough airplay, that's because you're not telling people to call in and request your song. So we don't
exactly.
have a list or a system to where we have to play certain songs. And certain. No, we don't. We go by what the fans want. So if the fans want you, we got you. It's a fan.
Right.
It's a fan base. And before we get into these songs and all other stuff, let me know if you got anybody else that's on air right now that want to speak with us, that want to chime in, and want to you know put their information out there.
Yes, I want to chime my girl in. Okay, so one thing, this young lady is so cold. She is the bomb to me. She is so raw. And I'm not just talking about artistry-wise. I'm talking about as a person. She is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
She is humble. She is funny. She is a go-getter. This lady puts so much energy into herself. She invests in herself. She goes out to a show and rock that thing. I mean, when I say, like, and bring a crowd out and everybody with T-shirts rocking her name on the back. I want to introduce to you my girl, and I've been knowing De La for over 10 years. This is my girl, De La Faye, artist, writer, rapper, singer. She does it all, and I want to introduce her, and she is on my Cypher Part 4, and if you don't know her, you will know her. Get in tune with my girl, De La Faye. What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Get it? You made me feel like I was at the BET Awards the way you just announced me, girl.
You know what I did, baby? Yes, baby.
Yes.
We'll be there next year, baby.
Hey, how y'all
get it,
doing?
What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm always doing good when I get Chicago artists on my show that, you know, I show love to. So this is my job. I just love doing what I'm doing. I love, you know, new artists, and I love just how she brought you out. Like, that's love. That's genuine. That's real. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I love
you. You don't get a lot of artists. You don't get a lot of artists to do what she just did. Like, she brought, like, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm waiting for the flashlights and everything to pop on. The spotlight and everything. Like, she hit you with the whole nine. I'm shoot.
She did. She did.
I'm
that.
Like, she
oh,
got
she
it. I think I done found me another host for Wednesday. Shoot, get them finna go ahead. The new host holds you ready on Wednesday. Girl, keep playing.
I would love to. Come on. Let's do it.
Hey, you know me. You know I give opportunities, so it ain't nothing for me.
I know you
but,
do.
Yeah, but I want her to introduce. I want her to let me know, to let the world know, like, who you are, what you represent, and like your project, not just the lipsticks on the mic. We talking about your project, what you got going on.
You know, like she said, I'm a singer, songwriter, rapper. I represent originality. I just do me. I've been writing for a long time. My current project, I'm just kind of just putting out what I feel. Right now I have a single that I'm working on that's called Better. That'll be releasing the first week of October. Visual dropping as well. After that, it's just kind of going to be hip-hop, R&B, hip-hop type of thing. So it's kind of going to be like a back-and-forth type of situation. But like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. Been knowing Gita for over 10 years, and she just, man, she's just good people. And sometimes it's hard to find people like that, like real, genuine, honest-hearted people that you just vibe with, that have the same mindset as you do, you know, because I take my craft very seriously, and I think that
right.
When it comes to Gita, the fact that she's able to get all of us in one room at one time amazes me. Secondly, I think she has a knack for being able to find women who are serious about their craft. I think that's the biggest thing. She was able to find people who are actually serious about their craft, like just as serious as she is. So, you know, like I said, I completely respect everything that Gita is doing. Like she said, she supports you, you know, even outside of her own project. She's sharing and, you know, coming out to your shows and stuff like that. Like, that's something that you know, that's very hard to come by, especially in Chicago. So, I think it's important
right.
that, you know, we stick together, you know, so I make it my duty to make sure people like that, you know, I keep around just so we can support each other because, you know, we women, you know, we pit bulls, but we women. So, at the end of the
right.
day, we pit bulls, don't get it twisted, but we women, and, you know, it's just kind of hard for us. But, you know, I've done a lot. I've been to Cali. I've been to New York. I've, you know, done shows with some major artists. I've done shows with Rick Ross, Lil Boosie, Scrappy. I was working with Dutch Master for a long time. I used to just travel and just do shows. Dutch Masters was endorsing me at the time. So I had a lot of good opportunities that I've been pursuing. I'm writing right now for quite a few artists in California. Yeah, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
That's what's up. And I love,
yeah.
like, when artists have more than one hat, you wear more than one hat. You're not just the artist. You're your own brand. You're your own business. You know what I'm saying? It's so many other things you do outside of just being an artist, which is
right.
I feel is the one way to have a leave a mark in the industry, leave your legacy, your name, because you're not just attached to just one thing and that's it. You're attached to so many other situations to where you're always available, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that's key in this industry, that you're always available. Because somebody may not always need you as an artist. They may need you to do other things, which can lead for
right.
you to meet people and to be able to build your brand. So when you get ready to start dropping projects, they don't have no problem supporting you or helping you with that project, because they know when you come to work, you come to do your thing. So what I want to do is I want to get to this Lipsticks on the Mic Part 4. We finna listen to, we finna play a couple songs. I want you to introduce the track, and then we're going to go through it.
All right, y'all. For everybody who's tuning in, I want y'all to check out my cipher, This Thing on the Mic, Part 4. It's myself, Go Getter. I got my girl, Nakia. I got my girl, De La Faye. I got my girl, Flame One. And I got my girl, Quavy. And we went crazy. So chime in right now. This Thing on the Mic, Part 4, The Cipher. Let's get it.
Let's go.
On the mic, part 4. It's your girl, Go Getter. I brought my ladies with me.
Let's go.
Do it for the money, do it for the band. Just stick on the mic, we do it for the fans. Got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. Got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. I'm Go Getter, I'm a Go Getter. Got my own, no gold digger.
Nah.
Bank account, got mo figures. Gucci chick, no broke nigga.
What?
My nigga make mo figures. Louis, so I'm all in
what?
It. Gucci, so I'm all in
what?
It. Fendi, bitch,
what?
I'm all with it. I'm cashing out his bank account.
Money.
Broke bitches, they running mouth. Getting money, what I'm about.
Yeah.
Weak bitches do it for the clout.
What?
I just do it for the ones who bounce.
Nah.
I just do it for the ones who mouth. Go Getter, been showing out. Yeah, Go Getter, be showing
Let's
out. Got a new whip, my credit good.
Yeah.
Pretty chick, I be in the hood.
Huh?
Wanna test, I wish a bitch would.
Yeah.
Bitch get smoked like a backwood. Pretty chick, I'm with the pretty gang. Go Getter, been spitting game. I like my nigga with a tad smart. Come here, daddy, come and give me brain. Got him buying bottles at the bar. Foreign whip, be the car.
Yeah.
Fenty brand, be the bra. All my bitches, be some size.
Nah.
All my girls, be going hard.
What?
I'm so low, cause bitches fraud. Run my shit, cause I'm a boss.
Hey.
I run my shit, bitch,
I'm
Nakia.
A boss.
Do it for the money, do it for the
fans. We do it.
Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the fans. I got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. I got my ladies with me, yeah, you see the brand.
Yeah.
I bet they think that I do magic, I just keep appearing. Bro, I'm the coldest with the shit, at least that's what
that's
I'm hearing.
What
my tunnel vision cutting everything that's interfering. These hoes is never rooting for me, but
hey,
they niggas cheering.
Cheering.
I don't work jobs, bitch, I'm self-employed.
I'm self-employed.
This pussy put his ass to sleep, I call it Pussy Floyd. This pussy wet a nigga, she's like he went over boy. He thinks I'm cheating when I leave, I got him paranoid.
Hey.
Gotta hold
hey.
These hoes up to the light, cause they be counterfeit. Lipstick on the mic, part 4. It's your girl, Go Getter. I brought my ladies with me.
Let's go.
Do it for the money, do it for the band. Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the fans. Got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. Got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. I'm Go Getter, I'm a Go
Getter.
Got my own, no gold digger.
Nah.
Bank account, got mo figures. Gucci chick, no broke nigga.
What?
My nigga make mo figures. Louis, so I'm all in
what?
It. Gucci, so I'm all in
what?
It. Fendi, bitch, I'm all with
bitch.
It. I'm cashing out his bank account.
Money.
Broke bitches, they running mouth.
Get
getting money, what I'm about.
Yeah.
Weak bitches, do it for the clout.
What?
I just do it for the ones who bounce.
Nah.
I just do it for the ones who mouth. Go Getter, been showing out. Yeah, Go Getter, be showing
Let's
out. Got a new whip, my credit good.
Yeah.
Pretty chick, I be in the hood.
Huh?
Wanna test, I wish a bitch would.
Yeah.
Bitch get smoked like a backwood. Pretty chick, I'm with a pretty gang. Go Getter, been spitting game. I like my nigga with a tad smart. Come here, daddy, come and give me brain. Got him buying bottles at the bar. Foreign whip, be the car.
Yeah.
Fenty brand, be the bra. All my bitches, be some size.
Bye.
All my girls, be going hard.
What?
I'm so low, cause bitches fraud. Run my shit, cause I'm a boss.
Hey.
I run my shit, bitch,
I'm
Nakia.
A boss.
Do it for the money, do it for the
we
fans.
Do it.
Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the fans.
Yeah.
I got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. I got my ladies with me, yeah,
yeah.
You see the brand.
Yeah.
I bet they think that I do magic, I just keep appearing. Bro, I'm the coldest with the shit, at least that's what
that's
I'm hearing.
What
my tunnel vision cutting everything that's interfering.
That's
these hoes is never rooting for me, but
hey.
They niggas
they
cheering.
Cheering.
I don't worry, God, bitch, I'm self-employed.
I'm self-employed.
This pussy put his ass to sleep, I call it Pussy Floyd. This pussy wet a nigga, she's like he went over boy. He thinks I'm cheating when I leave, I got him paranoid.
Hey.
Got a hoe,
hey.
These hoes up to the light, cause they be counterfeit.
Hey.
I don't fuck with bitches, I ain't gay, I'd rather ride a dick. Yeah, these hoes be stunting, you can tell who really had the shit.
Stuntin'.
I ain't wanna brag about it, bitch, you see me taking tricks.
Yeah.
Bitch, you see this happy race.
Yeah.
Oh, you see my baby straight.
Yeah.
On my shit without a nigga, and my bills ain't never
my
late.
Ain't
and my name Nakia, I like cash and I like getting
yeah.
late. You the type be pressed over
hey.
These niggas, bitch, I can't be late.
Hey.
Do it for the money, do it for the fame. Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the fans.
The
got my ladies with me, and we in demand.
The
and we slide in the
you're never stopping.
Nope.
Yeah, I hate to bust your bubble, you ain't really popping. And if you ever try to test me, we'll be mollywop.
What's up?
Baddest in the city, nicest in the land.
Okay.
I just want the money, you can keep your man.
Go away.
Cause these niggas are joking, I don't comprehend.
No.
And these bitches is fans, clapping in the stands, hotter than Asana. I'm a one, you not a. I'm getting cash money, bitch, I'm a big timer. Just booked a flight to go straight to the Bahamas. They forgot who I am, so let me remind them. Fresher than a bitch when I come around. Ayo, Webby, call a Boosie, tell them wipe me down. Got the city going crazy, yeah, they love
they
me
love
now.
Me.
But can we lift the shorties up and put the guns down?
Wavy!
Do it for the money, do it for the band. Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the fans. Got my ladies with me, yeah, we in demand. I got my ladies with me, watch you shake the lane. I'm trapped, but I'm fancy.
I'm fancy.
Hoes can't stand me, all because they nigga wanna eat me like some candy.
Like some candy.
I like to have fun, and I'm flashy. Speak up on my name, fuck around and get that ass beat. Petite thing, but this booty getting fat.
Fat.
He love to hear the sound of this little booty clap.
Clap.
Gap between my thighs from the front, you see the back.
You see the
I ride him like a horse, make him have a heart attack.
Ooh.
I don't give time when I'm getting tired. Lick it like you love me, suck it like a lollipop.
Lollipop.
I'm a real live freak when I'm in the mood.
In
he
the
made
mood.
Me get the sass up so he can eat it too.
Ooh.
I need a mob, bitch, I am the mob. We are not alike, baby girl, I am a fucking prop. I don't switch up you bitches, it's confused.
Confused.
You hoes really out here fucking for a bag of food. Do it for the money, do it for the band. Lipstick on the mic, we do it for the band. Lucy, baby, got my ladies with me and we in demand. Don't worry about Lucy, worry about your man. Never been a Jersey Shore, but it's a situation. Get smacked if you put me in your conversation. Fuck me, only sell, keep me penetrated. Throw some wop on that dick, that's that motivation. A lot of bitches played out, I just play it different. I'm Jordan on the court, these bitches Scottie Pippen. I'm big spending like Jay, big pimping. You wanna battle with the flame, you banana flipping. I do this by myself, flexing with a little muscle. I told my son never trust a bitch, trust a hustle. I put these hoes on my brother, now these hoes is dusting. Looking dusty, walking around with they pussy fucking. A pussy nigga wanna slide, we can get muddy. When it's time to get fried, I just call my buddies. When it's time to get fried, I just call my buddies. Tall, light skin chick, I ain't fat too. Bitches sticking on my dick like Gorilla Glue. See, I'm hot, I be drinking on my lemon juice. Wisdom, I can feel it all in my tooth. I'm going live, but don't let me catch you outside. Get a 9 to 5 because you rap tag. Tripping over shit cause my shoes sad. And he can have two bitches, he got two sad. Why you make the hawk mad, it just calls action. Add up the whole crew, then start to bag. I see the half knots out here really happy. Snakes still in your grass, how they still survive.
Get no sleep. not ever get no sleep. Sleeping on me, that's a bad move. I ain't getting money, I'm in a bad mood. It's a bag on me, got it tattooed. Stack up the Benji, the cash rules. I'm on the wake up, I gotta get my cake up. That money keep calling the bag move. I'm a big chaser, can't play about the paper. B's in the seat, what the dash do? You a broke nigga, I can't ask you. I broke down the P's on the last two. My bitch is bad, but they mad rude. But we well connected like a chat room. Birkin on them with the Thule in it. I'm moving work by the mile a minute. They gon' keep asking, wanna know about me. Wonder how to protect, got the diamonds in it. Huh? No sleep, ay, no sleep. I cannot ever get no sleep, ay, no sleep. I was just down just a minute.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be if they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce dripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they're walking, them shoes better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. Sweet. Sweet.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AKLG Radio. We back in the building. I got Go Getting in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, we in here just hanging out, man. You know, that's what we do, man. People, what's good? Y'all good?
I'm good. Daylight, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good. Okay, okay, okay.
All right.
We good.
That's what's up. And I got my host in the building with me, you know. My boy Radio Real, what's good, bro?
Well, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? I was just chilling in the cut. I had some errands and shit to run early, so I was late. But better late than never.
Nah, it's time to do
better late than never. What up? What's up, Radio Real?
Hey, how y'all feeling? What's going on?
Good.
So,
Friday, I feel great.
So, good, good. So, how I found out about y'all, I was at work. Nakia's a good friend of mine I've known since high school, so I've been following her and watching her, you know, grow as an artist. And I was watching a bunch of her videos on YouTube, and I came across Lipstick on the Mic. I'm like, well, what's this? So I'm watching it, all the ciphers from 1 through 4. And I'm like, I hit up AK, was like, bro, we got to have one of these ladies on the show. He was like, and instantly he knew what I was talking about. He's like, Lipstick on the Mic. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, damn, like, this nigga know everybody. But I always say this, and I stand by this. I always say that I feel like female artists are better than these male artists because I feel like y'all have a lot more to prove when it comes to rapping because it's damn near a male-dominated industry. So I feel like y'all have a lot to prove, and like when y'all spit, no matter what it is, I vibe to it way more than a lot of these niggas out here.
Wow. I'm rocking with that, I appreciate that, and you're right. When it comes to female artists, it takes a lot for us to get on in the industry. It's like either you have to be a certain type of female, you got to be promiscuous, or, you know, they want you to be sexy or whatever the case may be. But with me, like, I've just always been that female artist. Yeah, I'm pretty, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not one to promote my body and all of that. But, you know, I just felt like I had my lyrics to prove who I was. And I feel like I bring a genuine, humble beast, you know what I'm saying? And when I perform, like, I always got that attention from the crowd. So for me, it's just always been about proving a point because, yeah, we up against these male artists, you up against other female artists, and you got to be the best. You got to at least feel like you're the best at what you do. But for me, it was still always about rocking and supporting everybody. And I feel like if you're an artist, you better feel like you're better than the next person. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I rock with females in BC. They want to get up in there. I don't care who feel like you could be better than me. I don't care. I'm going to still rock with you because what we're doing is we're proving a point and we're getting a point across. And like I said, people, it's time for unification. Like, it's too much hate. It's a lot of hate in the city. It's like everybody's so angry. But me, I'm a peaceful person. I want to see the people win. So for me, that's what it's always been about, and I'm going to always be that person. I'm going to always remain the same. I'm going to always be humble. You know what I'm saying? I just be blessed to wake up in the morning. So for me, it's like, what you angry about? Man, let's get some money. Let's eat. Let's win out here.
Exactly.
That's what it's about to me. That's the type of female I am.
And what blew me is that each artist had bars. I was like, damn.
Thanks.
Like,
they lied.
Y'all got bars. Yes, Daylight, you definitely got bars. And
thank you.
Anytime that I have a female artist on here, I'd be so excited. I'd be like the first one to be like, yo, let's get this interview going because, like, I know whatever they spit is going to be hot as hell. So by the end of the show, just know that you're going to be spitting some bars. I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, I could spit some bars. I'm always down for a few bars.
It's not regular. I ain't just going to be like, all right, go ahead and spit. I'm going to throw some bullshit words at you. And they don't never be nothing easy. It'd be some hard-ass complex words. So I just want to let you know, be prepared for that.
Okay.
Okay.
See, and that's what it's all about. Like, so many of these males I have on here, they be like, man, I don't know, you know. Like, nah, nigga, you are an artist, but just spit it. You should be able to spit at any moment.
That's fact. Yep, I'm always down for a little, you know, quick 16, or like you said, throw the bars at me. I'm down. Like, that's how I practice anyway. Like, I practice with, you know, someone giving me, you know, some words here and there. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. That's how you build your vocabulary, and that's how you, you know what I'm saying, just expand your artistry. So, it's cool with me.
All right. And I don't know if AK said anything earlier, because I didn't get on until, like, a little while ago. Our 100th show is coming up real soon. I don't know what I want to do yet. I don't know what we're going to do yet as far as the show, but I do know it's going to be a 2-hour show. And I do want to invite you back when we do our 100th episode.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I would love to be a part of your 100th episode. Like I said, I've been rocking with OG Radio from the very beginning, so it's humbling, and I appreciate that, and I'm going to definitely be a part of the show. And I'm going to bring De La Faye with and probably some water, girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, see that the more the merrier. That's what it's all about.
Are we going to do like a cypher situation? for that 100th episode because you told me I got to be on the show. So I know you don't just have me on the show and we do regular stuff. Because the last episode
did,
the two-hour show, y'all made me spit some bars, you know what I'm saying? So I had to come out of, like, people was, like, texting my phone, like, bro, I didn't even know you rap. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there now. It's going to be a lot.
So I plan on.
I just want everybody to be
ready. I plan on inviting some comedians. And I plan on writing some poets. So it'll be a mixture of everything. And maybe the last hour and a half or last half hour might be a cipher. You never know.
Right,
I'm not
speaking. No, I'm stepping back out. I ain't going to say nothing else. Go ahead.
I'm not spitting this time, though. They made me spit. I ain't spitting no more. I'm retired and I'm done. That's over with.
Oh, you done retired the game. Okay.
So since you're not gonna spit, you always make me come back and do something though.
Yeah.
He like, yeah.
Dude, you be in the you know, in the background. Sometimes I gotta bring you to the light just a little bit, you know, let you shine and then you go back to the darkness again.
That's cool. So I'm gonna fade to black anyway and let y'all finna do.
But back to y'all though, what was y'all first performance like? Like the very first, like no matter what age it was, how was that like?
For me, you want to go, Dayla?
My first performance was I was 15 years old, and at the time I was living in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they had a competition where we had to battle. So I was the only female. I was the only female at the time. So it was probably like five other, you know, young teenage boys or whatever. So they told us, like, you know, if whoever wins the rounds and you go head to head, because it was outside, it was kind of like a festival going on, and then the game was later on that evening. So I won at the festival. Mm-hmm. So once we got inside, you know, the two winners would battle in front of all the fans. Now it was like over 1,000 people in the audience. So
cool.
That was my first time ever freestyling, ever.
Because
I was always a writer. I was writing nasty ass raps that my mama would find under my bed. So it was like, you know, so I'm getting up in front of all these people and, you know, I'm rapping or whatever. And I ended up winning. So at that time, like, I guess I realized, like, okay, I kind of like this. Okay, I can do this. So that was, like, my first time ever being in front of a lot of people and, you know, rapping or doing some type of, you know, music.
Let's go, Dayla. And for me, go get it. It was just probably, like, a free open mic. I started going to Chicago open mic a long time ago. So, I mean, I don't even remember the name of the spot, but I know that it was Beats, it was Sinatra's, it was like some dope fitters up in there. And this was years ago because Beats and Sinatra's have been my brothers forever. And so I walked in, me and my girls, and I'm like, okay, we just new to the spot because, you know, I'm from the north side, from like the Cabrini Green area. So, like, they being south side.
Shout
you know
out Cabrini Green.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Been a mid-north side of forever. So, like, that's where I'm from. So I would go out to the south suburbs. I just started hearing about open mic shows, and I just got up there and did my thing. And I think from the very first time that I rapped in front of all of those guys, I gained, like, you know what I'm saying, fans. And I just had a certain dominance about myself, and I wasn't afraid because I knew it's something I wanted to do. And for me, music had been my passion for my whole life. My mother, a lot of people don't know, my mother is from Harlem, New York. So my cousin is DJ Self, so on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Okay.
So it's just like I've been around music for my entire life. My brother and sister's father, he sang in a group, you know, back in the day with Jimmy Butler. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for me growing up as a child, music was just always in my presence. My mom, she went to Juilliard. My mom played the piano.
So I just always been around music. So I'm like, a lot of people don't really know this about me. I was born in Chicago, but I spent a lot of my time on the East Coast and just listening to hip-hop, like, from a child, from a little small kid. So I got up there and just did my thing. And they was like, man, she can really spit. And I really felt like I dominated that night. And it just was great energy for me. And I was like, this is something I really want to do. I love being on the stage. But a lot of people don't know I'm really shy. Like, off the stage, I'd be in a cut. I don't even really like being around a large crowd. I don't have to be seen. I'm not that artist that has to be noticed, but I am going to network. You know, I'm going to talk to people, get my name out there, but
right.
when it's something about being on the stage, I just love rocking the stage. So that's my story.
That's what's up. So I pretty much, I heard where, like, your inspiration came from. So, Daylight, where did your inspiration come from?
My inspiration actually came from my mother. So I actually also have a very heavy musical background. My mother sang in a band for probably about 6 or 7 years. My grandfather played the bass. Her best friend was her background singer. My uncle, he played the drums. So it used to just be this white garage in Indianapolis that everybody would come to. And it just so happened that my grandfather, rest in peace, he was the bootleg man in the neighborhood. You know, while we back there, you know, my mama never knew I was paying attention. But, you know, I'm young. I'm like probably 6 or 7 years old. And, you know, my mama was back there singing. And, you know, at that time, she just rehearsing. She not thinking I'm really paying attention. But, you know, they singing all these old school songs, people knocking on the window to get they Paul Masson or whatever they was buying at that time. But but yeah, that was kind of like my background, and they used to go and do like what they used to have them in school, like they'll do shows, talent shows. So they'll
talent
go
shows.
And they'll
talent
go out
shows,
to these,
right.
yeah, they'll go out to these different talent shows and stuff, and you know sometimes they win, sometimes they wouldn't win, but I would always be in the audience, like just watching my mama in awe, like, you know what I mean? Just seeing my mama on stage doing stuff in front of people,
yeah.
that was, I'll never forget that. So I just knew that's something that I would want to do when I got older. So that's kind of like, that's my inspiration, it's my mom.
That's awesome.
That's what's up. That's what's
that's
up.
What's
both,
up.
Both my parents used to sing in the choir, and let's just say I can't sing, so my talent didn't come from them. That is dead. I can hold a little tune,
sing.
A little something.
Right.
I can't sing for nothing. But
I can't sing either. Don't
so
feel bad. I like R&B
hey.
A lot, but I can't sing.
Now I.
But they like
Snapchat. All I do is sing. But guys, all I do is sing. But like you know, one day somebody gonna sign me. You know.
Right.
Well, I got the singing aspect from my mother, but, you know, she wasn't a rapper at all. So the only reason I became
right.
a singer is because I started off rapping, and my mother would always find these raps under my – I used to get my ass beat for the stuff that I used to write at the age that I was. And I used to put it under my bed. So my mama like, look, you're going to have to stop this shit. So eventually it turns into me writing raps into poems,
right.
and then my poems – turned into songs. So my mama like, okay, I can do that. So that's when, you know, the vocalist De La Faye was born, is when my mama kept
right.
my ass until I started singing.
Right.
So what was you rapping about back then?
Listen, shit, the shit I was writing at that time probably put WAP to shame.
What, I'm crying.
I was a mess.
Wow.
Wow. I would not have thought that. Wow.
That is funny.
That's funny, D.
That definitely has to go in your bio at some point in life.
Right.
The story of your OG finding your shit.
Right.
And it was like she always thought I would hide it in a particular spot, and I just keep switching up where I hide it, and she keep finding it, and I used to be so mad. Like, you know what? I'm tired of getting my ass beat. I'm just going to just start singing.
Right.
Fuck this shit.
Right.
You know, that's
wow.
crazy, too, because my mama used to find a whole lot of stuff I thought I could hide, but I swear
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter where I hid it. She always found that shit.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
All the time.
Oh.
Now, so I'm pretty sure you, both of you, are an inspiration to a lot of up-and-coming artists. What was the best advice you've ever received, and what advice would you give to the next upcoming artist?
So for me, go get a you want to go, Dela?
Go ahead.
Okay, so for me, go get a the best advice that I've received from other artists or just people in general who are established business-oriented people is to basically stay humble, you know, just to stay focused. Well, I'm going to say both. Basically, what I'm saying is the same advice that I'm giving out, and that's stay humble, stay focused, stay grounded. Just to always, you know, keep pushing and keep going and to invest in yourself. Like, a lot of these artists think that they're supposed to have handouts or somebody's supposed to give them something. Like, it takes money to make
exactly.
money. So, you feel me? So, like, you have to put into it what you want to get from it. And I feel like this, if you want to be rich and successful, then what do you think you have to do to get there? Like, you have to put some effort, some money, a lot of energy and time and be productive. And you have to, you have to stay humble and just don't let your ego get in the way. And that's another problem with artists. Like, everybody just have to have these high egos. You could be a dope artist and you could be humble, and that'll get you a lot further than walking around thinking you better than everybody, you want to hold grudges with everybody. So I just tell all the artists out there to stay motivated, you know, to just keep doing what you want to do, never give up on your dreams. And as long as you put all that great energy and think with your higher spirit, you're going to always get by. So shout out to all the artists, man. I rock with y'all. All the Chicago artists, especially the female artists. I do this for y'all. I love and support y'all. And I hope that y'all love and support me, because I'm going to keep pushing regardless. So, Dela?
I think the best thing, I mean, you actually hit a lot of nails on the head. Definitely to stay
mm-hmm.
humble, but also not to sell yourself short in your art or your craft, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people that are serious in this, and, you know, I had to have an OG sit me down that's been in the game, like, look, you know, you either going to do this as a hobby or you're going to make this as a career, because a hobby is not making no money. You know, at the end of the day,
right.
you know, this
right.
is my passion. It's something that I take seriously. If you don't want to wake up every day making money for somebody else, then you need to take your craft seriously. So just as much, you know, effort you put into going to work every day to make somebody else money, put that effort into your own craft, into your own business, and, you know, kind of see what flourishes from that. And, you know, the biggest thing with me, I actually work with an outreach program called Your Passion First. And what we do is we talk to kids and work with, you know, the youth that are 14 to the age of 24. And, you know, I'm kind of really big on working with kids that are into music. So kind of just teaching them, like, there's more than just music. It's more than just a song. You know, you have to make sure your paperwork is straight. Find out how to monetize, you know, what you're doing. Finding ways to make money so that you
right.
can work for yourself. So, you know, that was the biggest thing, is having people who were able to teach me the game and understand that, hey, you can make a career out of this. You don't have to go to work every day if you don't want to. You can actually put the effort into yourself and be your own boss.
I'm yes. tired of this 9-to-5 shit. I'm ready to throw that shit away.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'll wake up every day like, go to work. For what?
For what? For real.
For what?
Right, but
for
these
real.
Bills don't stop coming. like, so how I started with radio, which is real funny, I originally started a podcast. But before that, I would always talk my shit on social media, Facebook primarily. And I got banned so much. I kept getting 30 days here and there. So then I finally got out of Facebook jail, right? I seen Mark Zuckerberg on a live Facebook or whatever he was doing. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this nigga. I was like, man, I added him, was like, Mark Zuckerberg, fuck you for always banning us for stupid shit. I kid you not, 10 minutes later, I was banned again for another 30 days. So I'm like, all right, I need another platform where I can talk my shit. So I started off doing podcasting on the Anchor app. I did that literally around this time last year is when I started that. So then we move into February of this year, and I seen our other co-host, B. Trey, post OG Radio a lot. So I hit him up like, bro, what the hell is OG Radio shit about? And he told me, and I've been a part of it ever since then, and this is my zone where I can talk my shit without anybody coming at me with anything. So I'll just be like, cool. And like the best advice somebody ever gave me was really just keep talking my shit. So I'm like, all right, I'll do that on Mondays. So that's when I talk my shit on Mondays versus all the other days. The other days, we leave for y'all, you know what I'm saying? But Mondays is so unfiltered, so uncensored. I never know what I'm going to get, so I call it Madness Monday because some of the callers that I get, like, the topics be so fucking overboard. And yeah, so I learned to not talk too much shit on social media because I kind of need it so I can promote the show half the time. I think I was banned. AK, when was I banned? Like last month, something like that.
Banned every other weekend. Bro, you go to Facebook jail more than DMX. I swear to God. Every time I look at him, he be like, hey, bro. This how I know he be in trouble, because he be like, man, boss. I be like, nope, you're in trouble, because you don't never call me the boss. You call me, he be like, hey, bro, I'm in jail again. I be like, I'm kind of bailing you out. So, it's crazy, but I'm glad that I gave you a platform to where you at least can be able to talk what you want to talk and say what you want to say. But you can't keep going to jail, bro. I don't know what I'm going to do if you keep going to Facebook jail every 30 days. And your job is to promote the show, but you can't do it because you locked up. So,
man,
I'm going to start
it was
talking.
Crazy. We
you,
had
like, you like DMX? Man. Like DMX, man.
We definitely had an artist. And I was supposed to promote him that day. And I'm like, yo, I can't promote this dude. Can y'all do it for me? Because I'm begging for another, like, 24 days, something like that.
Man, it don't make no sense.
Wow.
I definitely appreciate y'all calling in, taking the time out of y'all busy schedule to come on OG Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
And don't forget, because we got a little bit of time, that it's freestyle time.
Oh, okay. Well, come on,
okay.
Let's get this out of the way. Come on.
Yeah, let's get this out of the way.
So,
right.
So I'm about to give you a bullshit word. And the bullshit word.
So it's a bullshit word, so we got to make a rap off the bullshit word?
Pretty much, as long as you use it in your rap at any point.
At least one time. Okay, I got you.
Right. It's kind of a two-word thing here. But
hold on, you said one word. Now you're saying two words.
Right. Now
I mean, technically it's one word.
One word.
Technically,
okay, now,
one
is,
word.
One syllable? Word. Is it one word and two syllables? How many syllables is in a word?
I mean, cornstarch, I guess two syllables is like one full word, if you will. Cornstarch.
What?
Hey, I told you, there's nothing simple.
What the world is going on?
Cornstarch. I like that, bro.
What are we talking
I like
about
that.
Some cornstarch in a rap?
I like that.
I did not like that.
There's a lot of there's a lot you can use with cornstarch.
It is
right.
It is a lot to use with cornstarch.
You know,
he is
you can say
so
something about your
that.
Thickness. and use cornstarch. You know what I'm saying?
See, okay, see? You just took my whole little line. See? Now I got to come up with something else.
Okay, let me go first. Let me go first because I do not like that cornstarch. And so I got to, cornstarch, daylight, what the hell are we supposed to? Oh, my God. Okay, let me see. Let me see. Get a be thick that got a little arch. I don't fuck with cornstarch. I don't know. I'm done with you. I am done. I am not wrapped around no cornstarch. Go, De La Faye. I am done. I'm done with y'all.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Oh, he's petty for this.
And then the crazy thing is that he used something that would have been so simple to put into a wrap, but he used it. He just said
right,
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
God damn it.
I was quick on my feet with it. That's all, you know.
Let's see.
I'll give you another word.
Okay, give me another one.
Get other words.
I'll give you a simple word. Candle. I give
now,
you
don't give
simple.
Me no simple
so
word. Just give us another word.
You want
okay.
another one? Another hard word? Are you sure?
Yeah, give me another hard. Yeah, give me another hard word. Cornstarch was just not. Yeah,
that was not right at all. All
right.
I am done.
Electricity.
<I'm crying.
laughs> Oh, that's okay. That was
electricity. Yep.
Electric.
Okay, I can do that. Every time I'm on the mic, they be feeling me. They say I got the vocals like electricity. Niggas say they love me and they missing me. But I just want the dick, feeling Tiffany.
Okay.
Call me Tiffany.
Okay.
I'm fucking with it.
Okay.
Electricity.
Oh,
get the energy. You could stay away from me. You is not a friend of me. I don't mess with enemies. I don't know. I'm done. But I spit something for y'all if y'all want to hear something. But
yeah,
I don't know
yeah, go ahead.
No porn stars. I'm dead. Yeah, definitely not cornstarch.
I had to make y'all night. That's all. But go ahead, spill a little something for the world.
All right, I'll go. Just get her. I'm just trying to check a bag for the time I didn't have. Only have my mama, I ain't never have a dad. When I only have myself with a pencil in the pad. When I get up in the booth, trying to make a bitch mad. When I cock ain't shoot, make a bitch go dab. Get it that chick, make a bitch go brag. And my ass so fat, make a man go jag. You don't want it with the go, you ain't gonna last, shorty. Real quick, fast. I am that chick. Bitches talk shit, but ain't talking about shit. No competition, it is what it is. You do not want it, and that's on my kids. I got a whole brand. I got a whole plan. I got a whole man. I'm in demand, ho. Get it from the go. Shorty spit them flow. Lipstick on the mic. My shit about to blow. Can't walk up in my shoes, because you can't sew. This rap shit in my soul, these bitches getting on because they hoes. I ain't fucking no nigga, ain't signing no deals. These bitches won't beef and I'm serving them meals. These niggas can knock in no nesters and chill. My nigga be on me, he all on my heels. Kill him, won't never be for the thrill. Kill him, won't never be for the thrill. They think that they hot, they must be on pills. They must be on pills, bitch.
Ooh, that bitch.
Hey, that was hard. Okay, see? Harder than these niggas,
now,
man.
I'm a pen artist, so you know I'm always honest. Freestyling is not my forte. I smoke too much marijuana, so I'm a pen artist. I like to remember what I say. So so we're gonna do it like this. These niggas, Bill Cosby, I'm NBC, they'll never get with the program. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Hottest in the city, rap niggas getting suntans. No fear in my heart for no man.
fuck the world what I've been saying. And if you got a problem, I know how to solve and get you held up like a kickstand. I'm just here for them pesos, jip squapping that queso. And if the convo ain't about my dough, you got to go. Hasta luego. So you might want to stay out the way. I swear that nobody is safe. Heard my haters had a little beef. So I guess I'll be raising the stakes. I want the world and not just the top. I won't be straight to the day I drop. And these niggas corny, so I call them Barney and put that on baby. I'll get them bopped. I'm word of mouth, yeah, I get around. My competition, I knock them down. I graduated from nothing, turned right into something. The fuck is my cap and gown? Ain't got no patience, ain't trying to wait. Fuck a new friend, cause them bitches fake. And all of these niggas just saying they feeling. Please grow a penis for heaven's sake. Only the realest is gonna relate. Just a matter of time until I break. And if you wasn't in the kitchen whipping with me, get your hands on my dinner plate.
Hey.
Yep, both of y'all are coming back on the 100 show. It is official. Y'all could bring the rest of the girls. Just let us know. Yep. it's a wrap. Y'all definitely. Yep. So definitely write some ciphers or whatever y'all want to do for the show. We will keep y'all in tune. Y'all probably gonna go first because you know women artists are my favorite, so I definitely want to hear bars first before I hear anything else of that night.
Right, got you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure gonna get some. Since you know Nakia, get Nakia and the rest of the girls on the show, and everybody gonna do their thing. They appreciate it. I appreciate you all.
Nakia might
the
kill
show
me
tonight. This was fun. This was super
fun.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Nakia might kill me because I told her a long time ago she will be on the show and it never happened yet. You might kill
me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Nakia dope. I like her music. Yeah.
Definitely. What is share with everybody where they can find all your social media.
All right, absolutely. So
get
us. Oh, go ahead, Dela.
Okay, yeah. So
for me,
go
get her. You can follow me on IG, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Get her from the go. That's it. Get her from the go. Lipstick on the mic, LOTM, wherever you see that, LOTM. Know the brand. I got 4 ciphers out. Working on Cypher Part 5. It's going to be lit.
Hey.
I already got my female first.
Hey.
Cypher Part 5 is about to go crazy. Like I said, if you want to be a part of Lipstick on the Mic, get me on Facebook. You got to go by your real name. So mine is Asia, A-J-A Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. On IG and everything else, you can follow me at Getta From The Go, G-E-T-T-A From The Go, period. Lipstick on the
Just
Mic.
Just followed you. Yes.
Period. Thank you.
No problem.
So for
Thank
all
you.
Of my social media, any possible platform, if you go to DelaFayMusic.com, you'll see every single platform. So it's just DelaFayMusic.com, and you'll be able to follow me everywhere.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. So, again, I appreciate y'all coming on the show. Y'all definitely coming back for the 100th episode. We'll keep y'all in tune on the day that we do that. AK, you got anything else for the rest of the last little minute words?
Man, this is a blessing, man, to just see, you know, these female artists come here and do their thing. I appreciate good artists and good music, man. So that's basically what I say. Y'all know my motto at the end of all these shows. Do what you love, love what you do, and the rest, take care. So I'm out of here. Holla at y'all when we do the next show. Real, I have fun filling in for you. Y'all already know what it is.
Of course. Everybody, love all and all that good stuff. Catch my Instagram, RadioRail21, and you can follow my personal page, HailRail1290. Facebook is Terrell Radio Rail Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Again, I appreciate y'all. You know, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all are now, like, my favorites, so I'm going to be tuned in to anything that y'all drop from here on out.
Aww.
And I'm looking forward to the next show. So, yeah, that's it for me. everybody that's listening, tuned in, you can catch our show after we go live on Apple Podcasts. Just type in OG Radio, and we will pop up the little boom box. Just hit subscribe. We are, again, we have our 100th show approaching up. I think we're at maybe 96, 97 now. We're going to do something special. We'll keep you guys in tune. Catch me here on Mondays for Madness Monday from 9 to 10. Catch me here on Tuesdays for Let's Talk Tuesdays from 10 to 11 with me and B. Trey. Catch me here on Thursdays with me and Genesis for Poetry Tonight. And Fridays is always Freestyle Friday with me, any other artist, AK, sometimes B. Trey. So with that being said, good night, everybody. Love you all. It's your favorite host with the Buttered Toast Radio Rail, and we are out.